Six New Zealand bridge players have made it to the quarter-final round of the World Championships in Poland. It's the furthest a New Zealand team has ever gone in the tournament. They beat the top qualifiers, France, to make it through to the final eight. The first of the two-day quarter-final round against Spain began overnight. Let's talk now to Richard Solomon from New Zealand Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is quite an achievement.
It is. We've been trying for 40 years to get to these stages, and this is the first time we've done it.
40 years, that's a long time.
Yep.
It's a long time for a game of bridge, even.
Yes, a bridge takes quite a long time. It doesn't take that long.
No. Hey, what struck me about this, I'm not a big bridge fan, I'm going to admit that. I put my cards on the table now. What struck me about this is that there's two 20-year-olds, or at least one 20-year-old, a couple of university students.
Yes, that's correct. We are kind of amateurs in our professional game at the moment. A lot of our opposition play bridge full-time. We have a collection of people who work, and as you say, we have a couple of students as well.
Yeah, it was more that they're young people.
Yep. Yep,
I'm going to get into trouble here, aren't I?
We have some young people in New Zealand playing bridge, and Matthew Brown, who is just 20, is a great example.
Mm. Is it quite rare? Is it quite unusual? I don't know anyone who plays bridge, actually, to be honest.
You don't know anyone? Well, I have to get you along to one of our 110 clubs in this country.
What would I find?
What would you find?
Yeah.
You'd probably find a lot of people in this country who are not quite Matthew's age. They're a few years older.
Yeah.
But there are some young people around the country playing the game.
Yeah. Why do you like it?
Why? It's everything to what you would want to make of it. At the international level, it's a strong, fierce, competitive environment. But it's very social, very friendly at our clubs, and the standard is not quite so high, so it's more relaxed.
Tell me about this tournament. I mean, what sort of scale are we talking about at a tournament like this one in Poland? You've got countries competing from all around the world,
don't you? Yes, we have. This event is every 4 years. There are 51 countries competing in the open tournament. There's a women's tournament, which has a little less, a tournament for those over 60, and a tournament for those mixed, one man, one woman in each partnership.
Yeah.
But the open is the strongest, and as I said, we reached not just the top 16, but we've knocked out France, who are one of the top countries, actually, top qualifier.
Yep, so we're playing Spain. Has that got underway, that game?
It has. It's halfway through. The news is not quite so good this morning, unfortunately. We are down. We're down by 104-60, which is probably the equivalent of about being two down in a football match.
Right. So you could pull it back, but it's
gettable. Definitely gettable.
Yeah. And who's the... Here's a question. This could be a pub quiz question too. Who is the best country in the world at bridge?
Who's the best country?
Yeah.
Well,
who would normally be? Who's the Brazil? Like, if this was football, or you know, who's the All Blacks of the bridge?
Well, the United States have done really well over the years, and it says something that Spain knocked them out in the round of 16. At the moment, though, we have Netherlands and Poland and Monaco, who are a professional team, who are all involved in...
Oh, they're full-time bridge players.
Yep.
Yeah, they got the money, though, eh?
Oh, they'd have the money, yes. A bit of backing, a bit of sponsorship.
Yeah.
We don't have that in New Zealand.
All right. Do you have a sponsor?
Here?
Yeah.
Not in that sense, no.
No. Hey, good luck for that. And you did invite me, didn't you, to a...
I did.
Yeah.
Come along to any bridge club and I'll show you the game.
All right. Thank you so much. I might just take you up on that.
Thank you very much.
That's Richard Solomon. He's from New Zealand Bridge, telling us about the New Zealand bridge players who've made it to the quarterfinals in the World Championships in Poland. Not looking so great against Spain, though.